Now, will you notice, God makes it very clear, verse 11, as for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird. It's like a bird that takes off. You've ever been duck hunting, and you spend the cold hours of the morning in a duck trap or in a boat out on a lake, and then right before the sun comes up and you could start shooting some monkey that's out there hunting, he fires a gun, and every duck on the lake or nearby takes off, and you watch them fly away. Well, that was the glory of Ephraim. It was departing. This nation had made a tremendous impact upon the ancient world, but that glory was flying away like a bird from the birth and from the womb and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there shall not be a man left, yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. God says, I intend to judge them, and one of the judgments was this. You see, the thing promised Abraham was not only to give him a land, but I'm going to multiply your seed. They'll be like the sand on the seashore, and then God says they'll be like the stars in heaven later on. And God made that good. But now they've sinned. God says you're going to have really a decline in your birth rate. And that'll be part of my judgment upon you. And you won't have to resort to that which is actually murder. You will not have to resort to abortion. That is when it's done just to escape or make sin possible. And as it's used today. Now God says in verse 13 here, Ephraim, as I saw Tyre, is planted as a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Now, God at this time had not judged Tyre. Tyre was a great commercial center, and the northern kingdom, it had caught on. It was like a fever, and they became a commercial center also, and they were going in for that. There was a false prosperity, by the way. And that was deceiving them. Now God says, verse 14, give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. The women will be barren. And they went through that period at the time. The judgment of God upon them. Verse 15, all their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them, for the wickedness of their doings. I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Now God says, their sin in Gilgal brought my judgment down upon them. It should be a warning to you, though I love them. Now he says, I'll judge you again, and you'll come to the conclusion I don't love you anymore either. Verse 16, Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. Not only the fruit from the ground, but the birth of children. Verse 17, my God will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Now, someone has said the thing that has characterized the Jew has been the wandering Jew. And Shylock and Shakespeare. Now, I disagree totally with both of them. But the thing is, God says they're going to be wanderers among the nation. He'd cast them out. Now, the 10 tribes as such did not return. They came back with Judah, it's true. And there was that mixture, and they spread throughout the land. You find them around Galilee. In fact, that's where Mary and Joseph lived. And they were actually members of the tribe of Judah, but they were way up there. So there was a tremendous scattering in the land, even when they returned at the Babylonian captivity, and the 10 tribes came with them. After all, when Babylon destroyed Assyria, they took the 10 tribes with them, and they were amalgamated, intermixed with the others, and they came back to the land so that today the average Jew could not tell you what tribe he belongs to. Yet God says he'll know it someday.